the first time since May of 2008. The Dow traded above 13,000 today. Stocks later teetered between gains and losses, with the Dow losing a little steam. When it was over, the Dow was up 16, the NASDAQ down 3, S&P up 1.
Joining us now live to talk more about it, editor-at-large for CBSMoneyWatch.com, Jill Schlesinger. Hiya, Jill.
Hello.
So, 13,000, that's a mile marker, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, except if you really think about it too hard, and then you do things like I do. Like, I go back and say, when was the first time we crossed 13,000? And you go back to 2007, and then you say to yourself, oh my God, we literally just did a round trip to 2007. Are you kidding me? And maybe that's why people don't feel so great about this one. It's just that we went down so far, and clawing back from the financial crisis and the stock market lows back in 2009, it's just been so painful for too many people.
Well, what about at this time, though? Is this 13,000 level a sustainable level for a good time?
Well, I mean, look, there's a few things that have really happened that have helped the stock market gain ground. The first is that basically Europe didn't fall apart. And, you know, back in October, we were down at 10,400 in the Dow. And there was a real fear that the European Union was going to just come apart at the seams, that Greece was going to go broke, Italy and Spain were going to be next. We talked about it all the time right here on this program. You guys got sick of me talking about Greece, and they didn't. And they've kind of pulled it together a little bit. It's not over, but certainly things aren't the worst case scenario by far. The other thing that happened was, a funny thing happened on the way to 13,000. The U.S. economy started to add some jobs. There's been really good jobs data over the last few months. And look, I would be irresponsible if I didn't say that I think that some of the world central banks have a lot to do with this. When the Fed and the European Central Bank, the People's Republic of China's bank, the Japanese Central Bank, they all are keeping interest rates really low. And all that money floating around the system usually flows into risk assets like stocks.
Let's talk about gas prices for a moment, because everybody's talking about it and the fact that they're probably going to shoot up quite a bit. How could this impact what's been our recovery?
Well, this is a bad sign for us because, you know, we know that crude oil's up about 5% just in the past four sessions alone. Now, listen, we were down at $75 a barrel in October, but that's when everyone thought the economy was falling apart. So oil has been marching forward as the economic data has improved. But in the last, you know, I would say 3 weeks or so, we've got a big problem coming out of Iran. It's really accelerated the gains. And so now regular gas nationally is $3.57, but you in Washington, D.C., you're well above average, $3.77. And sorry about that. I just said to Judy, I hope you take public transportation. So the thing is that this is a problem, because if it were to continue, we could start inching up towards $4. Economists tell us that when we get to $4 a gallon, that's when consumers really start to pull back on other things. And, you know, it's different to get to $4 a gallon because the economy is doing really well and you're getting big gains at work. You got big increases in wages. That's obviously not happening right now. So we'd like to see this be a short-term event. If it goes on for a few months, this is going to be a thorn in the side of the economy.
All right, Jill, thanks so much.
Take care.
Jill Schlesinger. And for more from her, go to MoneyWatch.com.